This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, we're watching it here. Semifinals. Canada just scored again with 35 seconds left. Was that Nate Daug? Nate Daug scored. Canada up 3-2 with 35 seconds left in the third. So obviously, sounds like Canada's going to win. We're going to need Team USA to do their thing today. And we got a rematch from last year. Looking forward to that, Michael.
I don't know why you're that far ahead, but I've got my TV 10 minutes left in the third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Canada's down 2-1.
Nope, yep, they've scored two goals since then. Nuggets lost last night. Joker, the touch, where is it? Jamal Murray misses a key free throw. And the NBA has a solution, if anyone can understand it. The whole show starts now. So fast, Michael. Finland's challenging the goal. Was it goalie interference? Wow, that's a lot of angles. Oh, they're challenging whether it was offside or not. Wow, I can't see it from here, but that could be the case, Mike.
I can't wait to see this in like 9 game minutes.
Why are you so far behind? Did you press pause on the TV or something?
I don't think so. I just turned on the TV.
Well, come on. I don't know why your TV is so far behind.
I don't know why either.
That's going to be tight. That's going to be tight. I think it's going to stand. But
okay, now I'm seeing official review. I don't know why.
Did you skip forward? Your TV's jacked up, man. You got to get a better TV in there.
It's a fantastic TV.
Well, you got to do something different because I'm
the box.
I'm at the end here. Wow. Okay. Unless I'm this is.
I changed the channel to 9, and I changed it back to 30.
Futuristic here on the show, but is that going to stand? Is the question, and that is going to be close.
I don't see where the puck is.
I can't see where the puck is, but what they're focusing on, the skate, where he is on that line.
His skate is still on the blue line.
It's still on the blue line, but where's the puck is the question.
Yeah, I didn't know who had the puck.
Here they go with the review. I know, we're going to get into the regular version of the whole show, but with the Olympics on and these hockey games. Dude, yesterday, oh my goodness. That was amazing. What was it? Who scored that final goal for Team USA?
Was it Knight?
Yes, it was. It was insane. Hillary Knight. No, Hillary Knight, she came up clutch, but it was Megan Keller who scored. Did they wave it off? Come on, tell us something. We don't have it. Like, it's muted right now, Michael. So I was looking down at my computer.
Looking down.
I think it stood because Finland looks pissed. And Nate Daug did it. We've seen it so many times for the Colorado Avalanche, and he did it again. And it looks like Canada's going to win.
From what I could see where they paused, it looks like it was going to be overturned because his skate, they paused with his skate still on the blue line.
Yep. So they're up 3-2, 29 seconds remaining until Canada gets to the gold medal game, and it looks like they're going to get it done. But yes, Faith said that women's hockey game yesterday was crazy. Did you happen to see Hillary Knight's goal? I mean, the little move she made. I mean, what's the correct term she made? It was awesome. Like raking that stick across and skipping the puck across her body and across the defender. and then going in to score in the 3-on-3 in OT. And that was amazing. That was awesome, beating Canada for gold 2-1. So exciting times there.
Yeah, we beat them at their own official sport.
Maybe,
take that, Canada.
Maybe not anymore. Maybe the tide is starting to shift, Michael.
Now all we need to do is beat them at their other official sport.
Well, we've got...
Lacrosse.
What? Lacrosse?
Yeah, they have two official sports, lacrosse and hockey.
Okay. I who knows that? Like, how do you know so much about lacrosse?
I don't know. I actually kind of dig lacrosse. Lacrosse is kind of cool.
I'm not a big lacrosse guy. It's like hockey and football combined, and it doesn't really do it for me.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Maybe.
Those are my two favorite sports.
Maybe. All right, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I heard something this morning on Good Morning NoCo with Tanner and Brian. Tanner referenced the fact that there's way too much curling. Every time I turn the Olympics on, it's curling. At least in the evening. We had curling on last night, and it was, it's just a lot of curling, Mike. It's a lot. It's okay. It's fun, kind of fun. It's like a big version of shuffleboard, basically. So, yeah, you've seen one, you've kind of seen them all, I suppose.
But I feel like it's more fun to play than it is to watch.
Yeah, maybe. Texter here. Can you hide your best goal scorer in the goalie uniform like Mighty Ducks 2 against Iceland for a trick play? They should try it. I think they should try it.
Oh, that's goalie interference.
But they won. Canada won. So they come back. They're down 2-1 and came back and won the game. It's exciting stuff, man. All right, Michael, let's do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good has to be Megyn Keller's overtime goal. That was just the sickest play. Gonna go down in history as one of the most phenomenal plays in Olympics history. And, I mean, what more can you say? That's the definition of clutch. Which is something I wish the Nuggets had. Because the bad for me is the Nuggets lost last night, and the clutch gene just has not been there for the Denver Nuggets, and they lose to a Clippers team that it's not great right now. They play really good defense, I'll say that. Defensively, they're very good. But the Nuggets lose first game out of the break. Joker was not great. Jamal was not great. A weird situation at the end of this game, and I'll get into that. Another opportunity for Jamal to tie the game and send it to overtime with three free throws, and he misses the final free throw. But I have some thoughts on how that all transpired. The ugly for me. The NBA has come out with their proposal to fix tanking. I am confused. I am very confused by this. First round draft picks can be protected only for top 4 or top 14 plus selections. I'll get into what I think that means. Lottery odds freeze at the trade deadline or a later date. So by the trade deadline, they will already cut it off, and the standings at that stage will be how they determine who's getting the best odds for the lottery. Teams can't pick in the top 4 the year after making the conference finals, the Indiana Pacers rule, because they lost their best player last year. They were in the finals. He's out for the season. Halliburton is out for the season. And they're tanking, obviously. So they're going to punish the Pacers, who have been... And this will not take effect this year. This is something they want to roll out next year. Teams... lottery odds allocated based on 2-year records. Lottery extended to include all play-in teams. flatten odds for all lottery teams. So you just flatten it. So there's not like a... So the lottery teams, what is it, 1 through 4, would all have the same odds of winning that. Dude, Adam Silver is, and I said this yesterday, he's just not a good commissioner. And the reason I'm so passionate about this, I've been tweeting a lot about it, I've been talking a lot about it here on the show, is because I'm an NBA fan. I love the NBA. And I hate to see what the focus has been on these last couple of years under Adam Silver. We didn't need an NBA Cup. We didn't necessarily need a play-in. We didn't... Oh, okay. Have him call back. That's good. We got a caller who's pissed at me about my curling take. I think it'd be more fun to play than I am having watching it. But yes, have him call back, because I know who that is. And we hear from him regularly on this show. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So the Nuggets last night, Joker and Jamal were 14 of 37 shooting. It's just not going to cut it. So I'm at this point now. Is it panic time? I still think they're trying to figure stuff out after the injuries. I mean, they survived a lot of games without Joker, and that was cool, and that was admirable. But I don't know if I'm panicking yet. We'll see. But that was another rough game. Joker had 6 turnovers. Jamal Murray had 4 turnovers in the 1-point loss to the Clippers. And I'll get into more details on that. But we got to Mike dancing with himself. Hates my curling take, Mike. Why? Why is curling so special to you?
Brady, I would expect a bad take from Tanner in the morning about curling, because that's what he specializes in.
That's but true. Yeah, he's pretty bad.
I figured somebody like you could understand the strategy and the skill that goes along with curling.
I get it. And I was even like last night, I'm like, oh, they're building the wall around that stone or whatever. But I don't know. I guess just after watching it and having it on for a while, I'm kind of... it'd be more fun to play, I think.
No, I would love to go and try playing it. But I just... The strategy behind the placement of the rocks and where you have to hit the rock to make a double and all this kind of stuff that goes along with it, I just... The strategy behind it is amazing to me. And it's not... You know, like, the reason I love football is because of the strategy behind it. You're a huge NBA fan where there's not really any strategy.
I mean, I guess there's a foul seeking. That's a strategy. You know, seeking fouls. You know, trying to find the best way to get fouled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's another question. How many people actually curl? Like, are we really seeing the best of the best, or has it not been a sport that just enough amazing potential curlers are taking on?
Well, I know what I think. 2 Winter Olympics ago, the U.S. men won the gold medal, and it grew a lot then. But I don't know. There's in Lafayette, they actually have a curling arena with 8 sheets of ice. There's a club, Fort Collins. There's another club in Colorado Springs. I think it's growing in popularity as more and more people see it in the Olympics.
It's something, though. I actually tried curling once. One of our sponsors at On the Rocks Liquor, the owner John, is a diehard curling fan. So he had us meet him at the Greeley Ice House one time. And it's, like I said, man, it's like shuffleboard on a giant shuffleboard, but on ice. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy the strategy behind the placement of all the rocks and each end and how the hammer goes back and forth, and sometimes you even try to play for 0 so you can keep the hammer. Like, it is a very strategic game, and it's I've grown to love watching it. I'll even if I find it in the off season of the Olympics, I will turn it on and watch it.
I didn't realize that the defending team, once the stone or the rock gets in the circle, I didn't realize they could start trying to smooth out the ice so they could kick it out, so they could get it out. I did not notice that. I was like, what is that girl doing? So I clearly got to watch more of it to understand what the hell I'm seeing.
It passes the T line. And this is what's great. Like, I've watched so much of it that I'm thinking of my ideas on strategy to see if it's what they're going to go with when I'm watching it. So I'm surprised that you had the same bad take as Tanner, but
it does seem like there's just a lot of curling on. It's just a lot of curling. I mean, sometimes there's the luge, and then they're skating around in circles in their little races. And then most of the time it's curling.
And see, I'm the guy who's on Peacock all the time, making sure I'm not missing a curling match. So
you're just a diehard curler. Well, Mike, we got to organize a curling match. A match? Is that what we call it? A match? A game of curling?
I think what we need to do is get him some friends. Because I think what we're realizing is I have more friends than he does.
Ooh, that's a burn, Mike. I'm sorry. There was no need to go there.
It's burn.
Mike, appreciate your call. Appreciate your dedication to the sport of curling. You are keeping it alive. You are one of 10 keeping it alive.
Well, and I wish, I was very young living in Minnesota before we moved to Colorado. I think if I would have stayed in Minnesota, I could have potentially been an Olympic curler, maybe.
It's not too late, man. There's no age limit on this, is there?
No, there's not, but I'm an old fat man at this point. I would probably fall over trying to come out of the hack.
Well, I'm like watching them, though. They just look like regular people, you know? You know, when you watch, like, maybe Winter Olympics is a bad example, but when you watch, like, Summer Olympics, you see the sprinters, you know, the women, men sprinters, they all look like they're action figures, and they are just supreme athletes. When I watch curling, I'm like, that looks like my Aunt Nancy out there or something, you know?
Yeah, you should go look up John Schuster. He was the skip of the Olympic gold medal winning team. He definitely doesn't look like much of an athlete, more like a bowler.
Which is an amazing sport, too. That's another one. That's another good one right there. Danson, appreciate you, my friend. Are we seeing you today? Are you coming by to hang out? Or
no, I'm heading home. I have a daddy-daughter dance tonight I got to get ready for, and then I leave for Vegas tomorrow morning for my birthday. So,
that's a weekend right there. Daddy, father-daughter dance, and then Vegas, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
Nope.
All right, my man.
Thanks, Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to play shuffleboard. I just don't know that I'm going to watch it. You know? I really enjoy bowling. I don't know that I'm going to sit down. Like, I take in a basketball game for a couple hours. I don't know that I'm going to sit and watch bowling for a couple of hours. Curling, like I said, I had it on in the background last night. And I was kind of getting into it and kind of understanding the strategy behind it. It's fine. It's probably not for me. Faith says, I found myself weirdly intrigued with curling. It's like Battleship of the Mind. No, there is a lot of strategy to it. It certainly. How much can I watch a person just kind of slide a thing down? And then it's funny because you got two, what do you call them, sweepers?
Yeah.
You got two sweepers. A lot of times one's doing all the sweeping and the other one's just kind of like monitoring, just like managing. That's the job I want, is to be like, good. No, too much sweeping. Oh, slow down. Now speed up. That would be my job.
Well, I think the more you sweep, like if you're on the right side, if you sweep a lot, then it's going to move more to the right.
Yeah, the turning and stuff. Yeah. There's a strategy. There's a strategy behind it. Big time. I respect it. Just not like it. I just don't want to watch much of it.
Yeah, this is something you play more, like shuffleboard. If you're going to go on a cruise or you're at a senior center, you play shuffleboard. Like, I don't want to watch someone do it. I want to actually do it. Pickleball, I don't want to watch pickleball. I would rather play pickleball.
You're a man of action, as we could all tell. You're a man of action. You're a supreme athlete. You don't want to watch. You want to participate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, my body, I'm not mentally, I'm an athlete. My body physically is just wrong.
Yeah, I thought
it's built incorrect.
It's definitely what I say when I look at you. I'm like, you know, mentally, that guy's an athlete. He's just supremely focused. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Mike says, you can sweep to either make the rock go straight or make it curl more. We are learning a lot about curling today. Faith says, I wonder how distracting it is when there are other people curling in the curling lanes around them. I don't know. I think they're just dialed in. They're just dialed in because they're focused and ready to go. He said, Chris, whoa, did I hear the word hack as a playing area? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe so. All right, we're going to get into this NBA fixing of the tank. Dude, they are going all in on this tanking thing. And I asked the question, why now? And I answered the question, because gambling. Gambling companies are getting pissed that their over or unders are being impacted by tanking, and win-loss totals are impacted by tanking, and stats are impacted by tanking. All of that. And Cade Cunningham, star for the Detroit Pistons, seems to have a better understanding of what's going on in the NBA and what the major issues are in the NBA, more than their commissioner. And I know it feels like I'm just going on a crusade against Adam Silver. Stop messing with the game. Stop messing with the game in ways that don't need necessarily be messed with. Focus on the real problems. The in-game product is the problem. Tanking is secondary. It's an issue. It is. I understand tanking, though. And I know Michael and I, we won't have to have this argument again, but we have a difference of opinion here. I do believe there's a lot of fans that appreciate when you're going nowhere to try to set up for the future. People like Michael can't look further than, you know, their glasses beyond their nose, and they can think about is just winning a meaningless game, not caring about the future. And you say that, oh, it's not a fan's job, and I argue with you. A fan's job is to fan however the hell they want to fan. And if a lot of fans are saying winning five games, winning 30 games as opposed to winning 20 games is only going to put us further into no man's land and make next season suck too, and the season after that suck too, going to the playoffs as a play-in team, you're never going to get over that hump. So the system is flawed. The system allows you to tank. Fix the lottery. Don't have the lottery. This outline, I'll get into this coming up, but this outline is just another confusing, jumbled mess that Adam Silver has created, just like his NBA Cup that nobody understands. Randomizing some games that make, oh, this one's a tournament game, this one's a cup game randomly. Don't tell me it's snowing when it's 90 degrees outside. You've done a lot of not great things, and the more you tool with this thing, the more screwed up it gets. So I'll get into that. Also, Cade Cunningham on his thoughts as far as what the major issue is. Because Cade Cunningham, if you're not paying attention, this guy is probably fourth or third right now in the MVP race. He is quickly becoming one of the best players in the league. And he is as raw and honest as I can remember NBA players being, talking about the product. And he's one of the first stars to actually call this what it is. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, we got some interesting top stories of the day. Chicago Bears might not be the Chicago Bears anymore. That seems like a crime against football. And I'm not even a Bears fan. Faith, I know, is our resident Bears fan. How in the hell do you feel about this? We're going to talk about it because potentially Indiana could have two football teams and Illinois could have no football team? Like, what?
They are currently the longest tenured team in the NFL.
They've been around for 100 plus years.
Yeah, since 1921, I believe.
Yeah, they've been the Chicago Bears since 1921.
They're the reason the Chicago Cardinals became the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a crime against the NFL that you could let this happen. So we'll get into that later today.
I think it's a negotiation tactic.
Maybe, but maybe not, Michael. Maybe not. And the Rockies, I took a misstep yesterday. I was complimenting the Rockies on how, and I still believe this, But the fact that we're complimenting the Rockies on doing something that every team in Major League Baseball has been doing for years is a sad state of affairs. And what am I talking about? Just practicing. They're practicing base running. And that's like a story in the Denver Post. Like, wait, you haven't been doing that? Face says, how much time do you have for my rant? We have 2.5 hours. So bring the heat on a Friday here on the whole show. 30 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. What did Cade Cunningham have to say about the state of the NBA? We'll get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Special election coming up, guys. You're getting into the hockey fever here. Do you want hockey? You want the Colorado Eagles to play in Greeley? Do you not want that project to go through? Either way, you want to slice it. You got to vote if you're passionate about this and you live in Greeley. Special election happening on February 24th. Ballots must be received by 7 o'clock on February 24th. Basically, if you've been following along, especially with Good Morning NoCo, they've been discussing this one at great length. A yes vote is removing Zoning Ordinance 30 of Catalyst. A no vote means that the project will keep existing and they will move forward with getting not only the Colorado Eagles, but this water park, all this different stuff that could potentially come to Greeley. If you want that project to keep rolling, you vote no. If you want to pause it, you vote yes. If you want more information, you go to greeleyco.gov. That's greeleyco.gov for more details. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Texter here. We'll get into some of this. Cade Cunningham had some fascinating things to say. He did an interview in GQ. I don't normally read GQ, Michael, but it was a big story. It was a sports-related story, and Cade Cunningham was a featured story, so they talked a lot about his future and how he's kind of storming the gates right now as one of the top players in the NBA. But he goes into more details on that. Colahoma says, why would I spend $1 to go watch my NBA team if you knew they were playing to lose just to get a higher draft pick, especially since first-round draft picks are a 50-50 proposition of being successful. I want to spend my money on a team giving their best. Maybe they could catch fire like the Rockies did and win 20 straight. First off, like, if first overall pick, probably better odds than 50-50 in the NBA. A first overall pick's probably better odds. Like a Cooper Flagg, those kind of guys, I think there's two guys coming up in this year's NBA draft that would be considered close to a sure thing. It's once you get outside of that, you just don't necessarily know. Once you get outside like the top seven, it becomes more of a crapshoot. But Cade Cunningham was asked specifically, what do you think the biggest problem with the modern NBA is? And when stud players speak up that I don't normally hear from, I listen. You know what he said? He didn't say tanking. He said he's talking about the in-game product. He said foul baiting. And Cade Cunningham's a star. He says the referees have to get involved because we're baiting people into fouls all the time. The flopping is just too much. He says, and then the person doing the interview suggested a soccer-style yellow card, red card system to police flopping, where one egregious flop triggers a technical foul, and the second one leads to an ejection. But here's what Cade Cunningham said, and this tells you the state of the NBA we're in. He said, well, what do you do if the best players do it? Three of the top five, 10 guys, maybe three of the top five, 10 guys in the NBA are doing it constantly. Are you going to kick them out of the game? No, you're not going to kick them out of the game. You're nodding your head, Mike. You're Mr. Economics and Mr. Business. You're going to kick Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, Steph Curry. You're going to kick those guys out of a game when most people that are in the stands are there to watch those players. You're not going to.
I think you're going to get more fans who are tired of watching flopping in the NBA.
You wouldn't, but you couldn't. This system would not work, and it's actually a soccer system, so I'm surprised you're agreeing with me.
Mr.
anti-soccer fan suddenly isn't so anti-soccer anymore because this would be a soccer practice that would come into play.
It's the only thing that soccer does that I don't hate.
You just tee them up. You don't kick anybody out of the game. You tee them up. When they bitch about a foul, you tee them up. When they have an egregious flop call, you tee them up. There's no threat of kicking. You don't want to kick guys out. You don't want to. And I get this too. Like, this is a part of the problem with the NBA, as you always say. Like, you don't want to foul stars out either. Well, that means that you're obviously giving preferential treatment to superstars. Cade Cunningham goes on. At this point, they start talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And their reputation, specifically Shai, for getting a favorable whistle on offense. He talked about it. He said, you can't hack them. It's tough. If I win a championship, when I win a championship, I'm going to want the same type of whistle. He's admitting it. He says, I want to be able to foul people, and they can't foul me, he explains. But he's also being facetious. You have to ref the game for what you're seeing, not reputation or any other stuff. It doesn't get refed that way. He goes on to call flopping a get-out-of-jail-free card and laments the fact that foul after foul ruins the flow of the game. He said, other people are better than others at doing it. He said, I can't sell a foul for nothing. There's a skill to it, for sure, and I do think that guys like James Harden really perfected that skill, and that set it. We always see that in sports. If there's a certain guy that learns how to do something pretty unique, there's copycats, man. And when you started to see James Harden and how easy it was for him to either make an open three or to bait someone into fouling him before shooting that three or driving into the lane and contorting his body in such a way that is awkward looking, so a ref has no choice but to call a foul. This happens far too often. And I think that this should be the focus of the NBA. Refs swallowing their whistle more often than calling fouls, not allowing unnatural looking shots. Like if you pump fake and a guy jumps, but he's to your left, if you pump fake and your body leans into him, because when you shoot a basketball, your energy is directed toward the rim. Your hand is directed toward the rim. Your eyes are directed toward the rim. Your shoulders are directed toward the rim. That is a natural basketball shot. If someone jumps to your left and then you get them, and then when they're coming down, you then slightly jump and lean a shoulder into them on your left and you get called and they get called for the foul. That is not a natural shot. Joker did it last night. Not that one specifically, but he waits for a defender to get close to him. And what he does is does the little rake up, the little windmill motion. Where when you're coming at me, I'm going to rake my arms up so that your arms will catch mine on the way up, and you're going to get called for a foul, and I'm going to shoot it. Now, he keeps trying to get those, and I think it's adorable. People like to, oh, Joker's finally going to get one of those. I think it's a problem. He does it from half court. There has to be something in there, and this, again, would be tough to judge because it would be a part of a referee's personal judgment. But if a shot doesn't look natural, if you are not naturally trying to make your shot, you are more so going for the foul, it shouldn't be a foul. You let them play. Maybe, yes, Michael.
Maybe they could do the whole upstairs thing like the NFL does. Just have a guy upstairs blow, like, have a little thing. Oh, that wasn't a real foul.
But you're getting into that part of disrupting the flow of the game. We're already doing that. I think they need to eliminate so many timeouts. I don't think we need 477 timeouts. First half, second half, we have way too many timeouts. Challenging the calls aren't the worst part. I don't, you know me, I'm all or nothing. You either challenge everything or you challenge nothing. And I'm not saying you have an unlimited amount of challenges, but I think everything should be open to challenge if you're going to do it. If not, I don't think we should challenge anything. And that goes across the board in all sports. But it was refreshing to hear one of the NBA's newest stars open up about this and say, I mean, he didn't mention tanking once. I mean, Detroit was there 2 years ago. They were like, their turnaround has been needs to be studied. And not all teams benefit from tanking, too. Like, the Nuggets did not benefit from tanking. They drafted Nikola Jokic in the second round. They drafted Jamal Murray with pick number 7. They weren't a good team when Brian Shaw took over, and they were able to draft Jamal. They didn't have the necessary stars, and then, of course, they didn't have the necessary coach. George Karl maybe wasn't getting past the first round very often, but he was getting to the first round. And then they got rid of him and brought in Brian Shaw, and the bottom fell out. I think George Karl should be given his flowers for what he was able to do during the Carmelo Anthony era and after the Carmelo Anthony era. But it's by far, in my opinion, the worst thing. It's by far the biggest problem surrounding the NBA. You have to start with your in-game play. That's what the NFL did. The NFL changed their game through the years to make it just so much more appealing. And that benefited the offense. I know we got a break, but that benefited the offense. And that's what the NBA tried to do. It doesn't work in basketball like it does football. We don't want to see guys to go to the free throw line all the time. We don't want to see guys take an unnatural shot, lean in, and get a foul call. Yeah, if you're rooting for your team in that moment, you're like, hell yeah, I'd rather him go to the free throw line than have a turnover. But I'm talking about the overall viewing of the game. That's what needs to be worked on first. 45 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Foundation Sports Nutrition. It's a fairly new, locally owned nutrition supplement business here in Greeley. They're off of 10th Street and 59th Avenue, right across the street from Wells Fargo and Sonic. You guys got to check this place out. I mean, they'll come up with nutrition plans for you. They have different seminars. They have a bunch of different ideas. But if you're just like, hey, I want to start exercising a little bit, maybe I want to utilize their gym, Double Diamond CrossFit, or you're just looking to make some changes. You're starting to work out for a few minutes a day, maybe an hour a day. And then you're starting to think about different proteins that can help get a jump start to your day. Don't just go online and order whatever the hot product of the day is. Talk to guys like Kyle Krupanski at Foundation Sports Nutrition. They'll go through it with you, man. It's not going to take that much time. Here's something that might help. Here's a good supplement for you to try that might make sense for your body type. He'll take you through all of that to figure out what it is you might need. That's Foundation Sports Nutrition. Check them out online at foundationsportsnutrition.com or follow them on Instagram. They're doing great things, and it's for everybody. Whether you're the diehard athlete or you're just trying to dabble, you're just trying to be a little bit of a healthier version of you, Foundation Sports Nutrition. 51 minutes after the hour. Top stories of the day. We got a lot of interesting ones, and we'll tackle them coming up soon here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado.
For Hall of Fame preps talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up as we start the 12 o'clock hour here today. Top stories of the day, really fascinating. And I'll lay out the NBA's proposal to fix tanking and tell you everything that's wrong with it and how you can try to fix a few things easily enough. And if you really want to get crazy about this tanking thing, my suggestion from yesterday, I think, would fix a lot of that up, too. Also, the Nuggets. Is there a reason to panic at this stage. Joker doesn't look jokery. And that could be an easy explanation. He's missed 16 games, and they're trying to kind of get him back into the mix, and it can be easier said than done. A few misses last night from this team, so we'll get into that coming up next. Top stories of the day right around the corner.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.